You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to raise up Christ followers in our families and in our communities. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live out your faith in all that you do.
Right, in the beginning, God created. He created the heavens and the earth, but the earth was without form and void. So a couple times today, I want to use just a little Hebrew. Say, and so the first couple words I want to use today, I want to introduce you today, are the words tohu vabohu. So Hebrew reads right to left. So tohu vabohu. And this va right here is really just the word and. So it's tohu and bohu. Okay, the earth was tohu and bohu. It was formless and void is how it's been translated in the English, which is a good translation, but it also might mean confusion. Or it is a state of confusion, a state of emptiness, a state of wasteness, desert, emptiness, nothingness. That's what God created. Or in my one of the best translations for this, and my favorite word to use, is the word chaos. Now, the reason I love using the word chaos is because it took me until I was a high schooler to read this word on a page and actually pronounce it as chaos. Because up until then, this word in my head was chouse. And then I actually heard someone read it and went, oops. So chaos, right? But I want you to get this picture of God has created. He's created stuff. And it's all just there, but it's all just mush so far, right? It's unformed. What he's created is uninhabitable. It's not yet whole. It's tohu and bohu. And into that tohu and bohu, God said, "Let there be light." And when God said it, it happened, right? There was light. Now what I want you to recognize, though, is that light doesn't all of a sudden reveal what was already there in some sort of order. It's not like with Casey with the flashlight, right? Maybe you get up in the morning and you need to go use the restroom, and as you're walking, it's pitch black in your room, and you hit the edge of the bed, right? And if only there was a light on, you would have seen the order of your room. But the light isn't revealing some already organized thing that was there. The light is actually creating. The light is actually bringing order to the chaos. And the first way that God brings order to that chaos is he separates. He separates the light from the darkness. And if you read the rest of the accounts of creation, God continues to separate things until they're in order. And then, and God saw that the light was good. Now, when you think of good, when we hear the word good, when we use the word good in conversation, right, there's good, and then there's better, and really good, and awesome, and super fantastic, and skibbity something, I don't know, right, is way up there, I don't know. And then all under good is like bad and awful and it's skibbity toilets, right? I don't know. I'm trying to learn the words. They don't make any sense to me. But good is just right there in the middle. But that's not the case here, right? When God, he saw that the light was tov. It's translated good, but it really means whole, complete, just as it was intended to be. And so God takes this tohu, this confusion, and turns it into tov, whole completeness. Right? God said, "Let there be light," and it was so. And because God said it and because God did it, it was good. It was whole, it was complete, it was as it should be. In the beginning, God said. And in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Right? Jesus, the eternal Word of God, was present at creation. He is this light of the world, and that light, it shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not and will not overcome it. But there was a time when it seemed like that wouldn't be the case. Right? There was a day, and you can kind of see it, the cross, which Satan meant to be the deepest form of chaos. That this God that the people thought would be their Savior would die. And in that death, if you remember, one of the gospel writers writes that as Jesus is hanging on the cross, the sun turns to black. And for hours, there's darkness. And it seems like darkness has won. It seems like John 1:5 isn't true anymore, that the darkness has overcome the light. But after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb, and behold, there was this great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord had descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. And his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. Right? When it seemed like the world, like all of creation, was at its darkest point ever, Jesus had been in the tomb for like a day and a half, for 2 days. And then night comes. And then the dawn comes. And the sun starts to break through the darkness. But then it wasn't just this slow bringing forth of light. An angel appears, and his appearance was like lightning, like bright flashes of light. And God says, "No, no, Satan. The darkness does not win. Light wins." On the cross, God said, "It is finished." And what looked like darkness was good, because "it is finished," meaning what was needed to be done for you, for salvation is finished. God said, and it was so, and it was good. But I want you to think about maybe the darkness in your life. What about that darkness that's in your life? What about the chaos, the confusion, the emptiness in your life? Maybe it's because of family. Right? Maybe there's something going on in your family that is just bringing about all this chaos, this turmoil in your life. Or maybe it's about a job, or work, or school, where all of this stuff is going on, and there's chaos, there's turmoil in your life right now. Maybe there's been a loss. Maybe there's a loss in your life, a loss of something that was meaningful and impactful to you, and it's not there anymore. Or they're not there anymore. Or maybe it's a sin. Maybe it's a sin that's in your life that nobody else knows about, but it just brings up this turmoil in your gut. And Satan keeps picking at you with it and picking at you with it. Or maybe it's a sin that somebody committed against you or someone you love. And it's brought pain and hurt and confusion into your life. Or maybe it's just the brokenness of this world. And because there's brokenness in this world, there's sickness. There's suffering. And there's pain. So I want you to take just a few seconds. And I'm sure you're already there, but just I want you to think about that confusion, that chaos, that tohu vabohu that's in your life today. Just take a moment. For me, among other things, the busyness of life that brings chaos. Right? I teach between Trinity and Lehigh. I teach 4 days a week, and I love it, and it's busy. And then I coach volleyball 3 days a week, and I love it, and it takes time. And then because then there are games and tournaments, and it's great, and it takes time. And then I also am a circuit visitor, right? And so I get to go to a service today at 2 instead of my nap that I really could use today. And it'll be great, and I really want a nap. And then Wednesday night, I've got a meeting with another congregation as they're working on what the future of that congregation looks like, and that'd be great. And I wish I were at home. And then when I'm at home, there's the things to do at home, and there's just this busyness in my life. And if you go back about a year ago, every day like clockwork, I'd be waking up at about 5:15, 5:30, maybe even 6 o'clock. And I'd have an hour at least before anybody else wakes up with me and my blanket and my cat and my coffee and my prayer list and my Bible. I just got to sit in that. But with all the busyness, my body alarm doesn't wake me up at 6. Sometimes at 7:15. Sometimes my bride kicks me and says it's go time. And so the last 2 days, I've been able to get back into that rhythm and just spend time in God's Word. And it's amazing the difference when it goes from tohu to tov. In even just one area of your life. But that same word that spoke light into the darkness, that same word that overcame the darkness of death, that same word speaks over you today. And the Word of God says, especially if that it's a sin that's sticking in your mind, the Word of God says, I forgive you. And when he says it, just like in Genesis, it happens. And when he says it and when he makes it happen, it is good because he has done it. In Jesus, you are made tov, right? You are made whole and complete. And yes, we still live in a world of brokenness and sin, but you are made whole in Jesus. God says, I forgive you, and it is so, and it is good. God says, I love you, and it is so, and it is good. God says, you are mine, and it is so, and it is good. God says, you are whole, and you are complete, and you are tov in Jesus. And because he says it, it is. And it is good. And he has said all those things, and he's still waiting to say one more thing. Right? There will be a day when God says, arise. There will be a day when God will say, come out of the grave. There will be a day when God will say, be made new. There will be a day when God will say, come into paradise and live in this place that is not just tov, but it is tov ma'od, which is very good. And when he says it, it will be so. And all of those who have faith in him will be raised up to new life, and they will live in a world that has no more chaos, right? No more chaos. No more tohu, no more bohu, but only tov, only good. And God will say it, and it will be so, and it will be very good. Amen. Amen.